Great brands, great prices. Everyone's got a reason to rack.
Because they have framed jeans.
Nike? Yes.
Just so many good brands.
Vince, Kurt Geiger, London, Rag & Bone, and more are at Nordstrom Rack stores now. You never know what you'll find, but you know it's going to be so good. Great brands, great prices. That's why you rack.
Parents of tweens, if you're familiar with far-off drop-offs...
Dad, stop, 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 right here.
Or get DMs about what's for dinner, you may be experiencing tween milestones. For your son or daughter, these can start at age 9. HPV vaccination, a type of cancer prevention against certain HPV-related cancers, can start then too.
For most, HPV clears on its own. But for those who don't clear the virus, it can cause certain cancers later in life.
Embrace this phase. Help protect them in the next.
Ask their doctor today about HPV vaccination. Brought to you by Merck.
Go Loud.
Welcome back to How My Drink Extra Juice. Before we get started, we want to say a big thank you to Pennies for sponsoring this episode.
Thank you, Pennies.
We love you so much. So you can fresh up your wardrobe this spring with essential staple pieces from Pennies. They literally have everything that you need. It's becoming like even more of a one-stop shop.
Oh yeah.
Your little furniture bits.
Yeah. And like, I keep seeing everybody being like, tripping to Pennies before you go on holidays. That's just something that's ingrained in my head since I'm able to go on holidays without my parents.
Literally.
Yeah. I'm probably actually...
Even with my parents.
Even with them. Yeah. A trip to Pennies just for what you need for your holidays.
Yeah. My mom used to bring us before holiday and be like, this is your budget, whatever. Go in here and get your holiday coat.
Yeah, my mom always used to say that it used to be me that she'd always have to give out to, and I'd be crying.
And put stuff back.
Yeah, because I'd have all the baskets full.
Yeah. I know.
You can't.
Oh, I'd love to go back and see what was buying inside.
I know. Pennies have everything that you need to make sure you're staying on trend, from cozy knits to cute baby tees, as well as the perfect pair of jeans, stylish workout clothes, including their super soft hero matching sets and yoga pants. I went in shopping actually for Graham today, and I just shopped for myself.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you have to.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I'm in there.
I actually would pay to see someone walk out empty-handed.
Yeah, or without something for yourself.
Oh, you can't.
Are you mad?
Whether it be even a pair of socks. Tail.
I got those flares that you have, actually. The like kind of...
creamy ones?
No, the darker ones. Do you have kind of the... Are they
purpley?
Like a brownie kind of colour?
Oh.
I think I have a video of you wearing them. Or were you wearing the cream ones?
Cream. I think it was that day, I think. Yeah.
But I got a little lemon set as well of the yoga stuff. Real nice. Lemon little bra, lemon little t-shirt, and lemon little shirt.
Oh my God, I need to go with anything. Leafy Valley?
Yeah.
Oh my God. Really anything good. Lemon. Love it. I'm drawn to it. It's the Easter. If the change of weather is making you feel like it's time for a wardrobe update, then Pennies have got you covered. Mm-hmm. We have a live show coming up.
Woo!
Didn't already know. Maybe these are coming.
Yep.
Maybe you're getting excited. Maybe you're planning your outfit in your head and you're thinking what drink you're going to drink on the night. I feel like it's going to be such like a kickstart to summer. Because I think we're Ireland, like it's hard for us because we don't get much summer sometimes, or like we don't get a proper
kickstart.
Yeah, we had a nice week there a few weeks ago, but then it rains.
Yeah.
Whereas like this is going to be like, because we don't really, there's not a time in weather that just gets better. It's up and down. This is going to be your kickstart to summer.
Mm-hmm.
We have amazing guests lined up. Really new segments. If you've been before, you can definitely come again. But it's going to be a whole new show.
We rejigged basically the whole thing.
Honestly.
Yeah.
The only same thing is seeks and stalls, really.
Yeah, of course we have to keep that in. But everything else we've kind of rejigged. We've mixed things up a bit. New segments, new guests.
New opportunities.
New everything. So it's Thursday, May 8th in Vicar Street in Dublin. This is the only show that we have for a good few months.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's all I'll say. For a good few months is the only show we have. So tickets are still available on Ticketmaster. Thursday, May 8th, we will be in Vicar Street.
Mm-hmm.
You're allowed to be hungover on the Friday, guys. It's fine.
It's fine.
It's fine.
It's like when you're off school on a Friday, but you're in. No, you're off at 12, basically.
Yeah, I used
some
to
people,
love
actually,
that.
A lot of people work from home on Fridays.
Do they?
So you've no excuse not to come.
I used to love that, being off school at 1 o'clock on a Friday.
It felt like you were there for 2 seconds.
Oh, brilliant.
I'll never forget that, like, feeling in your belly of being, was I free? On a Friday, more on a Friday after school, when you're done for the weekend. Did you get a really good feeling?
No.
Did you not?
No.
I used to be like, just buzzing with life.
Did you?
Like life is worth living. Yeah.
Really?
Did you not get that? I would be like, yes.
I'd be delighted to be skipping out of school, don't get me wrong.
I always think, what did I used to do on the weekends when I was that age? Do you know what I mean? When I was a kid, I'm like, what? I had to just be told what I'm doing. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, you'd be planning it all week in school, wouldn't
you?
What, are you getting up for the weekend?
Yeah. Or you used to go to my friend's house and her mum would like make us... noodles for lunch, and she made them such nice noodles. And then just like have a sleepover.
I used to do that actually with one of my friends, yeah. Maura. I used to go to her house and her mum used to make these unbelievable chicken curry wraps. But whenever I think coming home from school to my house, all I think of is hula hoops and toast. Heinz hula hoops was just like the after school snack.
Spaghetti hoops?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Was the after school snack and toast.
Mine was toasties in the single toasty makers.
Yes.
And then we had cheddar cheese and ham and butter.
Just love a toasty now.
Same. One of them ones that I made.
Yeah.
Like my mum made actually. Oh, yeah. So nice. We're going to start with peak or bleak of the week. This is where we get to be.
We get to decide.
We were being a bit negative doing.
Negative Nancy.
Yes.
We always had to think of something bad and we'd just be moaning about something for the sake of moaning. Oh, the traffic was bad today.
And like it actually, if you're thinking about something bad in your life, you're like, you're probably manifesting more.
You're attracting that badness
life's
into your life.
Pretty good since we got rid of Rancid.
It really has. Life has
been
on.
Been looking up.
Yeah, it has been on the up. I think
peak or bleak of the week.
Okay, so mine is going to be bleak of this week.
Okay.
Oh, so I am being a little bit negative this week and it's that I broke my nails.
Oh yeah.
That is pretty bleak.
It's sad.
It's ugly.
Even though no one else knows.
No, they definitely do. Look at the state of that.
Yeah, but not as much as you. Like, yeah, seeing
Charlene, are you crazy?
Can't miss that.
Flashing the word and it's peeling and all.
Did you put 10 plasters on it?
Yeah, I put a few because I just got really carried away. I was like, this is fun.
I think had you just have one or two, you wouldn't notice it.
Yeah, I was one of those kids as well.
It looks like you get knocked out if you hit me with that.
Like, look at it. I was one of those kids as well. If I was like, oh my God, my wrist. I'd be like, man, where's the sling?
No, literally.
And I'd be like, oh.
Yeah, I used to be so jealous someone broke. Like, how fucked up was that?
Yeah, why someone are we like that?
Is someone out of cast?
Yeah. You'd be like, I want one now.
Yeah, I want to get one signed. Never had one.
So my bleak, yeah, is that I broke my nails. Well, hopefully, please God, I get fixed this week and it won't be a bleak anymore.
That, yeah. That then it can just be turned up. Yeah. These are quick fixes, whereas us complaining about cards is not
a
quick fix.
Impact confirmed. The Slayer has been activated.
Demonic threat level increasing. Of all one man.
Id Software presents Doom the Dark Ages. Available May 15th on Xbox Series X and S, PlayStation 5 and PC. Pre-order now.
Rated M for mature.
Great brands, great prices. Everyone's got a reason to rack.
Because they have framed jeans.
Nike? Yes.
Just so many good brands.
Vince, Kurt Geiger, London, Rag & Bone, and more are at Nordstrom Rack stores now. You never know what you'll find, but you know it's going to be so good. Great brands, great prices. That's why you rack.
Parents of tweens, if you're familiar with far-off drop-offs...
Dad, stop, right here.
Or get DMs about what's for dinner, you may be experiencing tween milestones. For your son or daughter, these can start at age 9. HPV vaccination, a type of cancer prevention against certain HPV-related cancers, can start then too.
For most, HPV clears on its own. But for those who don't clear the virus, it can cause certain cancers later in life.
Embrace this phase. Help protect them in the next.
Ask their doctor today about HPV vaccination. Brought to you by Merck.
My name is Lily, and I've had hidradenitis suppurativa, HS, for years. I finally found some relief since taking Cosentyx. Relief means I can show up more.
Cosentyx secukinumab is prescribed for adults with moderate to severe hidradenitis suppurativa, HS. Don't use if you're allergic to Cosentyx. Before starting, get checked for tuberculosis. An increased risk of infections and lowered ability to fight them may occur, like tuberculosis or other serious bacterial, fungal, or viral infections. Some are fatal. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms like fevers, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, had a vaccine or plan to, or if inflammatory bowel disease symptoms develop or worsen. Serious allergic reactions and severe eczema-like skin reactions may occur. Learn more at 1-844-COSENTYX or Cosentyx.com.
Ask your dermatologist about Cosentyx.
And my peak is that I'm feeling very motivated at the moment.
Oh, brilliant.
And it's summer. And I feel like that's why.
Yeah.
I find it really hard. And I think I get bogged down with like Dublin sometimes and like locations to shoot. And like, I'm like, oh, we should live somewhere else. But I'm like, I actually just need to cop on to myself and just be like, I live here. What else can you do? You make the most. And there's actually lovely places to shoot in Ireland.
Make the most of what you have now.
Make the most of what I have. Because it's such a stupid thing to be annoyed about.
Yeah.
I used to just be like, oh, like...
Not doing it because there's nowhere to go.
Yeah, but there, like, if you look, there is. And I just feel like I'm in a swing now.
Good.
But I do feel like I'm doing a lot at the same... Like, I think because I'm in motivation with exercising as well, that I feel like I haven't got a second of the day.
You need breathing time.
I'm just always... I know, yeah. My ring told me that I was extra stressed on Sunday.
On a Sunday.
It was like, you're more stressed than you. I was like, oh, what?
Oh, great. Thanks, Laura.
But I think it's because I had a matcha. If I have too much matcha, I think I... But I get anxiety that evening. It's like it doesn't hit me, or else it's
slow release
caffeine.
Oh.
So I think it just hits in
all at once.
Time. Yeah.
Yeah, that wouldn't be good either.
I did have one today again, so...
It'll tell you later.
Maybe
on
I'll just get used to it after a while.
Probably. Your body might just kind of...
Yeah.
Tolerate it, like.
Balance itself out.
Yeah.
Hopefully. But yeah, sun is shining. I just think them dark days and hours and whatever.
The dark days.
They're not good for anyone.
Yeah.
How dark? It literally gets dark at 2 p.m. in Ireland. Like, that's not okay.
We're pushing on like 8:30 now, aren't we?
Yeah.
It's nice.
Later, like, it literally, it's still a bit bright by then.
Mm.
And that just fills me with so much happiness and joy.
That's good. I love that for you.
Now. So if I was you, we give you very honest and raw advice about what we do if we were you in your situation. So to this week's is, I started college last September, and while I found it hard to adjust, I actually really like my classes and enjoy my assignments. The problem is one guy in my course. He's made sexual jokes at my expense and loads of comments about me needing to open up more. I've made friends with a couple of people who are also friends with him, so I can't really talk about him to them. For context, I'm doing art and we all have to work in the same studio. As part of his art project, asked me to model for him with duct tape over my mouth, so we could do a series of painting about bondage and all. Girls, this sounds like something from Sex and the City, but I'm not joking. I'm not prudish at all, but I've had some bad experience in the past and opening up about relationships, hookups, etc. It's really hard for me, especially with people I don't know. We're not close, and the way he talks to me just makes me feel really uncomfortable. I have a pit in my stomach every day when I go in because I know he's going to be there. It's made me really consider dropping out, even though I enjoy the course. I don't know how to cut him off either because I still have to see him every day and probably for the rest of the 4-year degree. Girls, help. I actually don't know what to do.
Oh, that's not you even being prudish. That's weird.
That's just not okay.
That's strange. Like, I was going to say whatever about if it was somebody you knew asking you to do that. But even at that, I feel like that's a bit freaky, is it not?
Yeah. And then making the sexual jokes as well. It's not like it's just an art thing where you're saying, this is whatever you want to do. Like, that's, no.
No, that's weird. Like, could he not pick anything else to do? He wants to do a series of paintings about bondage and all. Listen, whatever floats your boat, like, if that's what you're into, but to make someone feel uncomfortable and ask them to get involved as well.
Yeah, yeah.
No.
And then on top of that, to make the sexual jokes and comments about needing to open up more. You don't have to open up to anyone who you don't want to open up to.
That's your choice to open up to someone. Don't let him just, like, try and make you feel like a weirdo for not opening up to him.
No, you could literally...
He needs being the weirdo.
Yeah.
I'd have to say to him, I feel like you'll end up losing the head with him one day if he keeps... rightly so, if he kept doing that.
And if he didn't stop, I'd say to someone higher up as well.
Yeah.
If it's that...
That's uncomfortable.
That uncomfortable, that's making you want to drop out and ruining your time. You've not in your stomach going in. Like, that's not one bit okay for anyone to make you feel like that.
Would you say it to him in person, or what would you do?
I feel like he's going to make... Like... He gives me the type that's not going to be like, oh, sorry, I made it feel that way.
He'll try and make you feel like...
He'll try and make... Yeah. No, I don't know that because I don't know. But like, that's...
I don't like this. He's strange.
And he's not even... So your friends, we are friends of him. I think next time he says something, I think just be really... Like, try and be really strong in yourself. And even in front of people, if he says something weird, be like, that, you're making me feel uncomfortable.
Mm.
And like, say it to him really straight out and just... Don't beat around the bush with it. Because if you, like, it's something like that shouldn't have to be said in private and stuff. If he's saying stuff in public to you, then he can take it back.
Oh, 100%.
And he can take you saying, you're actually making me feel really uncomfortable.
Yeah.
And that might make him be like, oh shit.
Yeah, he probably thinks he's okay with doing it now because nothing is said back to him. And I know that shouldn't be an excuse. Like, he shouldn't be doing that in the first place. But I think because, I don't know. Yeah, I feel like if you said something back to him to be like, listen, you're actually making me feel really uncomfortable here.
Yeah.
It might actually click with him.
Yeah.
Maybe he's really bad at like reading the room, but like that's just strange to ask.
Because I feel like if you privately DM him or something, it's like, are you like babying him nearly. Not babying, but being like, oh, by the way, I don't like, I just think something like this.
Are you
like,
caring about his feelings first if you're doing it private and stuff?
And if he's making sexual jokes, maybe it is just when you two are together, then you can say it as well. But if you're saying it, if he's saying things in front of people, then you can say things in front of people too, to him. I wouldn't worry about his feelings.
Mm.
Especially when you're working in one studio, like you're all meant to be, you're working together for 4 years in college. It's a long time to be uncomfortable around someone.
Yeah, that would be hell.
And if he keeps at it, I would say to someone to hire up.
Yeah.
Hire up in like your year head or your...
So have you year head in college?
No, yeah. I can't remember that. You have like a college...
You have someone.
Yeah.
Yeah. Someone to go to. No, you'd have to say something. I couldn't be dealing with that now.
No.
Somebody making you feel uncomfortable.
No.
Like at your expense. That's not nice.
And artists, like when you're in a studio, I feel like for them, that's like their safe space.
Mm.
That's like where they go to let out their creativity. Like, and for him to be there, like a little dark cloud on your space is... so unfair.
Ugh.
So please let us know how you gone. But if it was me, I'd be like, you're actually making me really uncomfortable.
Yeah, I really don't like this. Mm-hmm. What are you doing? Like,
yeah.
And hopefully he'd be like, oh God, okay.
Make him feel like a fool because he is one.
He is. Sorry. Yeah, call a spade a spade.
Yeah. Yeah. I just think sexual jokes in general is just...
no need. Funny. No need. Around
he's not your friend.
Yeah.
Like,
but around other people, it's like he's trying to make himself feel more macho, like making those kind of jokes.
Mm-hmm.
It's like...
yeah.
No, need loads of comments about you needing to open up more. What, like, why?
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 For his enjoyment. No.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
For who?
No. Thank you so much to Penny for sponsoring this episode. You can freshen up your wardrobe with all their essential pieces available in your nearest Penny's or Primark store. Right now,
mm-hmm.
we have our main episode coming out Wednesday.
Yes.
And we have bonuses every Monday like these. And we also have our extra spice on the first Monday of every month.
Yeah. And we have video on a Thursday. Lads, you aren't getting rid
honestly,
of us.
Honestly.
No time soon.
Extra spice is like we add in some...
bedroom dilemmas.
Sexy bedroom dilemmas. So if you have any, or if you have any dilemmas in general, it's homeidrink@goloudnow.com. It's our email. And that's it, guys.
Yeah.
See you on Wednesday.
See you on Wednesday.
Love you.
Love you. Bye.
Subscribe to this podcast for free on the Go Loud app.
Great brands, great prices. Everyone's got a reason to rack.
Because they have framed jeans.
Nike? Yes.
Just so many good brands.
Vince, Kurt Geiger, London, Rag & Bone, and more are at Nordstrom Rack stores now. You never know what you'll find, but you know it's going to be so good. Great brands, great prices. That's why you rack.